Peace be with all our brothers and sisters.
各位弟兄姐妹们平安。
This morning the topic for our mutual encouragement is I am that I am.
今天与大家分享的题目是自由拥有的神。
And if you look at the English one, actually this phrase is really special.
如果我们看英文的圣经呢，这一句话是非常特别的。
I am that I am.
就是
我就是我。
我就是我。
Doesn't mean much.
看起来没有什么意思。
If sometimes you ask somebody, oh, what is your name?
如果有时候如果你问一个人你叫什么名字
usually they reply you
他们会回答你
about their name
告诉你他叫什么名字
because if you try to know someone the first thing you ask is their name
就是说当你要认识一个人你第一件事情所要问的就是问对方的名字
and after you know their name you kind of try to understand what is the character of this person
认识了他名字以后你就想进一步认识这个人他的性格怎么样
because sometimes the name and the character actually is very quite related
很多时候人的名字跟他的性格个性是非常有关系的
And if you want to know the God that we are worshipping
如果我们要认识我们所敬拜的神
We also should follow this same trait
我们也应当用这样子的同样的方式去认识他
There are so many gods in this world
这个世界上有很多的神
Many gods are made by human traditions
很多神都是人所编造出来的或者是传统所传下来的。
But the God that we are worshipping is a living and a true God.
可是我们所敬拜的神是一个活的真神。
So how is he different than any other gods in the world?
那他与其他世上其他的神有什么分别呢
？Then you must know his name.
那你首先必须要知道他的名字。
And from his name, you know his attribute.
那知道他的名字以后，你就知道他的特性。
That exactly the same thing happened when Moses first met God.
就好像摩西他第一次遇见神的时候
And he asked God, what is your name?
他这样子问神你叫什么名字
Let's turn to the book of Exodus chapter 3
我们看出埃及记第三章
Exodus chapter 3 verse 13
出埃及记第三章第十三节
to 14
到十四节
Chapter 3 verse 13 to 14
出埃及记三章十三到十四节
Please read
出埃及记第三章十三十四节，十三节，摩西对神说：“我到以色列人那里，对他们说，你们祖宗的神打发我到你们这里来。他们若问我说他叫什么名字，我要对他们说什么呢？”十四节，神对摩西说：“我是自由拥有的。”又说：“你要对以色列人这样说，那自由的打发我到你们这里来。
Here in this chapter, Moses was in the wilderness wandering around, and he didn't know that he arrived the mountain of God, Mount Horeb.
这里这一章这一第三章记载，摩西在这个旷野路上行走，那来到了神的山何烈山，他却不知道原来已经到了这个山。
He was in the wilderness for 40 years to pasturing the sheep.
四十年，摩西在旷野。牧羊
He's getting old already. He's almost 18 years old.
也到了一个非常老的年纪，已经到了80岁。
And he's given up his dream. He's given up his ambitions.
他已经完全放弃了他的理想，完全放弃了他的梦想。
He used to be a fervent youth full of dreams, and he wanted to do something and change something.
他之前是一个非常热心的年轻人，热血青年，想做一番大事。
But now he's old.
可是现在他已经年老了。
And probably in his mind, he thinks that he's useless. He's just like an old man, every day follow the sheep in the wilderness.
可能在这个时候，他认为他只是一个无用的老人，只能够在旷野里面牧羊。
And probably his life will finish like that.
很可能他也这样子认为自己因此这样子而过他的一生。
But at that time, God appeared to him.
可是在这个时候，神向他显现。
He saw the burning bush that never consumed.
他看到了这个火烧的荆棘，却可以没有被烧完。
And God talks to him, Moses, Moses.
那神这样子呼喊他，摩西，摩西。
So in this kind of setting that God spoke to him the first time.
这是神在这样子的情况之下第一次与摩西谈话。
And God want to send him back to the land that he left many years ago to talk to Pharaoh and get the people out of Egypt.
神要差派他回去，他离开。很久的埃及地，以法老王要求把以色列人带出来。
And Moses asked God.
那摩西就问神
，What is your name?
你叫什么名字
？If you send me to go to the people and then tell them that God tell me to bring you out, at least I should tell them what is their name. What is your name? I can tell them.
你差遣我到以色列人那里，告诉他们说，神要把你们领，要我打把你们领出来。那如果他们问我你叫什么名字，我要怎么去告诉他们呢
？This is a very reasonable request.
这样子的一个提问啊，是非常合理的。
Just like you should know what is your boss name in your company.
就好像如果你在一间公司里面上班，你必须知道你的。老板的名字。
If the boss send you to somewhere to do something, you should know who's sending you.
如果你的老板叫你去要求别人做事情，你至少也能够告诉别人说你谁叫你去做这个事情。
You cannot move the people, but you show your boss name. The higher he is, the more powerful he is, then the easier that you get the job done.
很可能你叫不动其他人，可是如果你把你的老板的名字讲出来，其他人会因此而遵照你所要求的去做。
And then God answered Moses.
所以这里神就这样子回答摩西。
In verse 14, God said, "I am that I am."
这里十四节。神对摩西说：“我是自有拥有的。”
And of course, there are a little bit of difference in translation between the Chinese and the English one.
当然，在中文的翻译跟英文的翻译里面都有一点差别。
If you want to literally translate this word, God said, "I am that I am."
如果我们只是用字面上这样子来翻译，就是英文的 "I am that I am."
就是我就是我。
那翻译成为就是我就是我。
But that is very This means there's no answer.
那看起来这个这样子的回答是没有，不并是一个回答。
But for example, if you ask somebody, what's your name?
比如说，如果你问一个人，你叫什么名字
？If he answer you, I am that I am.
那他跟你说，我就是我。
You think that maybe here some you don't understand my question?
那你可能会想，你难道不明白我的问题吗
？Or you don't want to answer me?
或者是你不想回答我吗
？Or you have a name but you don't want to tell me?
或者是你有名字却不要告诉我吗
？The same God answered Moses, I am that I am.
同样的，这里神对摩西说，我就是我。
God did not tell him a name.
神没有告诉摩西他叫什么名字。
But God told him a verb, an action.
可是神却告诉他了一个动，告诉他一个动词。
This means I am that I am. This means I am always exist. I self in Chinese is translated I self exist and I always continue to exist.
那中文的翻译就比较贴切，这里说我是自有拥有的，我自己会出现，而且也永远出现。
So at that particular moment, God explained to Moses that my name.You can know my attribute. That is, I am that I am.
那换句话说，神在这里以他的名字，这里所说的名字，来告诉摩西他的特性，就是自有拥有。
That means nobody made me.
就是说，没有人创造我。
Nobody created me.
没有人制造我。
And then I'll continue to be there.
而且我是永远存在。
And that is a very important attribute that we have to know who is this God that we are worshiping.
这是非常重要的一个特性，这是我们必须要明白我们所敬拜的神是一个怎么样的神。
There are so many gods in this world.
这世上有很多的神。
All the other gods are made up by human beings.
很多的神，其他的神都是被人类自己所扭造出来的。
For example, somebody who is very great, after they die, they make him God.
比如说有些伟大的人他们做了伟大的事，死去以后，我们把他们当成神。
When he was on alive, nobody worshipped him.
因为在他还活在世上的时候，没有人去敬拜他。
After he died, people started worshipping him.
那当他死了以后人们就开始去敬拜这个人。
But they are human beings; they are created.
可是这些还是人，还是被造之物。
And also, sometimes people worship some natural phenomenon.
有时候人类也会去。敬拜一些自然现象
，like trees or mountains or stones，
比如说树木、山或者是石头。
But all those are material。
可是这一些都是属物质的。
Where does all the material come from？
这些属物质的东西是从何从哪里来呢
？Let's turn to Genesis chapter 1 verse 1。
我们看创世纪第一章。
Genesis chapter 1 verse 1, the beginning of the Bible。
创世纪第一章第一节，圣经的。一开始所说的
Genesis chapter 1 verse 1
创世纪第一章第一节起初神创造天地
This is the most fundamental beginning the foundation of our faith
这就是我们的信仰的最基本的这个开始
Here said in the beginning
这里告诉我们起初
God created the heavens and the earth
起初神创造天地
Where did this world come from?
那这个世界是从 哪里来的呢？
This world cannot form itself.
这个世界不可能会自己拥有，自己存有。
We always say there must be a cause and there must be a result.
因为我们都说每一样事情必须会有开始也有它的结果，
有
因也有果。
For example, this piece of chair or the pew that you're sitting.
比如说你现在所坐着的这一排椅子。
Where does it come from?
这椅子从哪里来的呢？
It's come from a tree, but a craftsman made it.
是从树砍下来的那些木，然后由木匠造成的。
And where does the first tree come from?
那第一棵树又从哪里来的呢？
It must be a force bigger than the material itself to make the material.
一定是有一个能力比这个物质更大的能力来创造这个物质的东西。
Who is that force that created all the material?
那这个能力创造这些属物质东西的能力是谁呢？
He tells us it's God.
这里告诉我们是神。
But where does God form? Who formed him?
那神又是谁所造的呢？
Nobody formed him.
没有人造神。
He self-exists.
因为神是自有的。
He tells in the beginning. This means the beginning of time.Already God is there.
这里告诉我们起初，从这里我们就知道，在这个世界的时间的开始之前，神已经存在了。
Oh, this is a very important concept.
这是一个非常重要的思想。
God is beyond time.
因为神是超越时间的。
Before the first second of this universe exists, God is already there.
在宇宙的第一秒的开始之前，神已经存在了。
And we know that one day, once the whole universe material world will end.
我们也知道，有一天这整个宇宙所有属物质的东西将会结束。
Because something has a beginning, something will end.
因为所有的事情都有一个起头，也有一个结束。
But、after that end, God will still be there.
但是结束以后，神仍然存在。
So God told Moses about His name, I am that I am.
所以摩西就神就告诉摩西，我就是自由拥有的。
This will tell him that the God that you are talking to you now, the God that you are worshiping, is the God that self exists and always exists.
就是说，告诉摩西说，你现在所说话、所面对的。这个神呢是自己存在的，而且是永远存在的。
Even one day, if time doesn't matter, even if one day time no more matters anymore,
即使到有一天时间已经变成不重要
，God is always there.
神仍然存在。
This is a very important concept.
这是一个非常重要的思想。
Sometimes we are living under the time, like we are living in the dimension of time.
我们是活在这个时间的空间里面。
Why we worry?
为什么我们会有忧虑呢？
Because we don't know what will happen tomorrow.
因为我们不知道明天将会发生什么事情。
We don't know what will happen next year.
我们也不知道明年将会发生什么事情。
What will happen to my health?
我们也不知道我们的健康明年将会如何。
What will happen to my job?
我们也不知道我们的将来我们的工作将会如何。
What will happen to my family?
我们也不知道我们的家庭将来将会如何。
We are in this timeline, we don't know tomorrow, that's why we worry so much.
因为我们活在时间里面，我们也不知道以后发生所要发生的事情，所以我们非常的忧虑。
But let's remind ourselves this.
可是让我们互相提醒。
God told Moses, I am that I am.
神告诉摩西说，我是自有拥有的。
God is self-existing.
因为神是自我存在的
It's everlasting.
而且是永远存在的
So your problem in this small timeline in this spot you may worry so much but God already knows what's going on
所以你在这个这么漫长的时间里面那一点点所谓的忧虑的事情呢其实神已经知道了
And God already provided a solution for you
而且神也为你预备了这个解决方案
Because your God is different than any other gods in the world
因为我们所敬拜的神与其他世界上的神是不一样的。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 11.
我们看罗马书第十一章。
Romans chapter 11.
罗马书第十一章。
Verse 33.
第三十三节。
Romans 11, 33 to 36.
罗马书十一章三十三到三十六节。罗马书十一章三十三到三十六节。三十三节，身在神丰富的智慧和知识，他的判断何其难测。他的踪迹何其难寻。34节，谁知道主的心？谁做过他的谋士呢？35节，谁是先给了他，使他后来赏还呢？36节，因为万有都是本于他，依靠他，归于他，愿荣耀归于他，直到永远。阿门。
These few verses is the conclusion of Romans chapter 1 to chapter 11.
那这几句话是从罗马书第一章到第十一章的一个总结。
What does Paul try to say in chapter 1 to chapter 11?
从第一章到第十一章，保罗他想带出什么信息呢？
Paul try to explain God's salvation plan.
这里保罗是想解释神的救恩计划。
How man fall?
他想解释人类是如何的堕落。
How man committed sin?
人类如何的犯罪。
How God tried to work out a salvation plan that can save all.
那神又怎么样去做这个救恩的计划来拯救全人类？
Through justification by faith.
就是借着因信称义。
You believe in him in your heart, you confess Christ is God, you shall be saved.
那你相信你认罪，那你就得救了。
And of course, in chapter 6, talk about water baptism. You have to die with Christ.
当然第六章有谈到这个洗礼，就是我们要与基督同死。
So the whole thing is a salvation plan of God is a mystery.
所以这整个东西都是神的救恩计划，是一个奥秘。
It seems that Paul understands a lot.
看起来保罗懂得很多。
It seems that he understands the whole thing.
看起来保罗明白了全盘计划。
For example, he talked about predestination.
比如说保罗谈到这个预定的事情。
Just mean God knew you before you were formed.
就是说神在你还没有被造之前已经认识了你。
God chose you in Christ before you were formed.
那神在基督里面，在你还没有成型的时候，神在基督里面已经拣选了你。
But after Paul said all this, he said actually of God.
可是当保罗说了这些事情以后，保罗说身在神的智慧是多么何其的深，何其的难测。
To predict his judgment.
那我们是何其的难去测量他的判断。
What does it mean?
是什么意思呢？
In the spiritual world, there's always things are so deep.
因为在属灵的阶段里面，所有的东西都是那么的深奥。
We can try to understand, we can peek in a little bit, we can try to get hold of it, but don't think that you can understand everything.
我们只能够尽量的去明白一点点，去知道一点点，可是不要认为我们能够认识所有的东西。
Even Paul in chapter 1, chapter 11 talks about justification by faith.
那从第一章到罗马书一章到十一章，保罗这里谈到因信称义。
But after all, he said, how deep is God's wisdom?
可是说完这一切以后，保罗说神的智慧和知识是何其的难测。
So don't use your rational mind, don't use your understanding, try to understand and try to make sense by your own reason.
所以我们不要用我们这个所谓合理的逻辑思想，合理的方式的判断能力去认识神，去明白神。
You can go up to a certain point.
你只能够到达某一个地方，某一个点。
But at the end, you have to take it by faith.
可是到最后，你只能够以信心来接受。
And verse 36.
第三十六节。
It's a very good verse.
这一节写得非常的好。
Let's read verse 36 again.
我们再看罗马书第十一章第三十六节。三十六节，因为万有都是本于他，依靠他，归于他，愿荣耀归给他，直到永远。
He said everything.
这里说万有
from him
都是本于他
through him
依靠他的
back to him
归于他的。
This is our existence in this world.
这就是我们活在这个世界上的所有。
You and me,
你跟我
the world you're living.
或者你活在这个世界上
，the material you're enjoying，
你现在所拥有所有属物质的东西
，your time，
你手上所有的时间
，your life，
你的生命
，your money，
你所有的钱
，even your future，
或者是你认为的将来
，is from him，
都是本于他。
If not because of God, you are not here。
如果不是神，你今天不可能坐在这里。
So we come from him。
所以我们是出于神的。
Today we are still living。
今天我们还活着。
You can, your heart is still beating。
你的心脏还在跳着。
You can still go to work every morning。
你每天早上还能够起床去工作。
It's because of him。
都是因为神。
Because it's through him。
因为是接着他。依靠他。
And at the end。
那到最后呢
？After our life finish。
当我们生命结束以后。
Our physical life no more。
我们这个属物质的身体已经没有了。
Our body burned down to ashes。
我们的身体会朽坏，变灰到尘土。
We go back to him。
我们是归于他。
Eternal life start from where we meet God。
那我们的永生就是与神在一起。
So God told Moses。
所以这里神告诉摩西
，I am that I am。
我就是自有拥有的。
Do you know how mystery, how wonderful this self introduction is?
所以神的这样子的一个自我介绍是多么的深奥。
Basically, this phrase just to tell us God is limitless and eternal, without limit.
就是 告诉我们神是无限量的，是永远的。
We are limited.
我们是无限量的。
But God is unlimited.
对不起，我们是有限制的，神是无限量的。
So in this life, if you can know a God which is without limit,
如果在这一生里面，我们如果认识这位无限量的神，
your life will be so full of blessing and grace without limit.
那你的生命就是一个充满蒙福的生命，是无限量的。
So God told Moses about this.
所以这里神告诉摩西
about his attribute,
告诉摩西关于神的特性。
But actually, he did not quite explain his name.
那从其实呢，神却没有啊真正的去解释他的名字。
His name in the Old Testament time was hidden and not revealed to people.
那在旧约的时候，神的名字是隐藏的，没有向世人显现。
God only tell the attribute of Moses, I am that I am.
神只是告诉摩西他的特性，就是我是自有拥有的。
This is not really a name.
其实这并不是一个名字。
But what is God's name?
那其实神是什么？有神的名字是什么呢
？When Jesus come in this world,
当主耶稣来到世上
，We know the Lord Jesus Christ is God come to the world in flesh. The Word come to the world in flesh.
我们知道主耶稣基督就是道成肉身，就是神来道成肉身。
What is the main task of Lord Jesus when he was on earth?
那主耶稣在世上，他主要的工作是什么呢
？Of course, he have to die on the cross.
当然，他必须要死在十字架上。
But Jesus tell us what was his job.
可是主耶稣也告诉我们他的工作是什么。
Let's turn to John chapter 17.
我们看约翰福音第十七章。
John chapter 17 verse 26.
约翰福音第十七章第二十六节。
John chapter 17 verse 26.
约翰福音十七章二十六节。
17:26.
约翰福音十七章二十六节，二十六节，我已将你的名字指示他们，还要指示他们使你所爱我的爱在，对不起，再读。我已将你的名字指示他们，还要指示他们，使你所爱我的爱在他们里面，我也在他们里面。
Lord Jesus Christ, tell us that why did he come to this world?
这里耶稣告诉我们他来这世上的原因。
Jesus said, I come to this world to reveal your name to the people.
这里主耶稣说我来到世上就是要向世人指示你的把你的名字指示给他们
The name of the Father
就是天父的名字
The name of the eternal God
就是这永生神的名字
What is his name?
那永生神的名字是什么呢
Through the Old Testament people only know God is I am that I am but nobody can call and dare to call his name and don't know what is exactly his name
在整个旧约时代世人只能够知道神自称为自有拥有他们也不敢去称神的名字、
So what is his name?
那神叫什么名字呢
Jesus said, I come to this world and make known this name of the Heavenly Father to the people.
那主耶稣说我来到世上就是要向世人指示给他们天父的名字。
What does that mean?
是什么意思呢
This is to tell us that Jesus actually is the name of God.
这里就告诉我们耶稣就是神的名字。
This name was given to angel to Joseph and Mary.
这是天使交给这个约瑟和玛利亚关于这个名字。
Before the baby was born,
就是在主耶稣还没出生之前
，this name was given to him.
那天使已经把这个名字交给约瑟和玛利亚。
So when Lord Jesus Christ come out to preach,
所以当主耶稣出来到世上宣道的时候
，people know about Jesus.
人们就知道认识耶稣。
And from knowing Jesus.
那认识到耶稣
They know the name of the Heavenly Father.
他们现在就知道天父的名字。
Because the Heavenly Father and the Son, they have the same name.
因为天父和子都有同一个名字。
Let's turn to the same chapter, verse 11.
我们看同一节就是约翰福音第十七对不起，同一章，约翰福音第十七章第十一节。
Chapter 17, verse 11.
约翰福音第十七章第十一节，十一节。从今以后我不在世上他们却在世上我往你那里去圣父啊求你应你所赐给我的名保守他们叫他们合而为一像我们一样
Here Lord Jesus Christ was offering up a prayer
这里主耶稣向天父祷告
He said Heavenly Father
他说天父啊
Protect the disciple by the power of your name
他叫天父保护这些因他的名保护他的门徒
The name that you have given me
这个名就是你所赐给我的名
So what is the name of God?
那神的名是什么呢
In Old Testament time, people don't know
在旧约时代，人们不知道神的名
，they don't dare to say，
也不敢说神的名。
Even if they say it, is I am that I am。
即使他们说出来，也是说自由拥有。
But what is that name？
那其实神的名是什么呢
？This name is revealed through Jesus Christ。
这个名借着耶稣基督向世人显现。
This name is given to the Son。
这个名已经赐给了子儿子。
The Son is called Jesus。
而这个儿子就称为耶稣。
And of course, the Father's name is Jesus。
当然，天父的名字也叫耶稣。
This is the mystery of one true God。
这就是独一真神论的奥秘。
This is the God that you are worshiping. His name is Jesus。
因为现在你所敬拜的这个真神，他的名字就是耶稣。
In spirit, they are one。
那以属灵的角度来看，他们是只是一个。
So today, how lucky that we are, brother and sister.
弟兄姐妹们，今天我们是多么的幸运。
You know, Moses only know God. I am that I am.
因为摩西他认识神，也只到这一个程度，自有拥有。
But we know that the name of God.
可是我们却能够直接的认识神的名字。
And through this name that we are safe.
而且借着这个名字，我们得救了。
Through Lord Jesus Christ.Our sin are forgiven.
借着耶稣基督，我们的罪得以赦免。
So why do we have to talk about this?
为什么我们今天要谈这些事情呢？
The main point is we want to show that Lord Jesus Christ is that everlasting, self-existing and eternally existing God.
我们今天谈这个事情，就是要让大家知道，主耶稣基督就是那个自我存在，而且永远存在、永远长存的神。
Let's turn to Old Testament prophecy.
我们看在旧约的预言。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 6.
我们看以赛亚书第
chapter 9.
九章。
Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6.
以赛亚书第九章第六节。
The book of Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6.
以赛亚书九章六节。以赛亚书九章六节。第六节。因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上。他名称为奇妙、赐世、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。
If you've got your own Bible, you better underline this verse. It's very, very powerful and very important verse.
如果现在你手上拿着是自己的圣经，那请你用笔画起这一章经节来。
This is one of the most important prophecies about the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ.
这一章经节是对于将要来的弥赛亚救主耶稣基督最重要的一个预言。
Almost 600 years before the birth of Christ.
在耶稣基督还没出生前600年就已经有了这个预言。
Through the prophet, through the Holy Spirit, this was written down.
借着预言，借着先知，这句话记录下来了。
What does it say here?
这里说的是什么呢？
A child unto us, a child shall born.
这里告诉我们，因为有一婴孩为我们而生，
a son will be given to us.
有一子将会赐给我们。
This means that God come to the world is through a human form, is through a human being, is a normal life, normal birth.
就是说，告诉我们，神会来到这个世界，就借着这个有，就好像人那样有肉体的一个人的样子。
He didn't come from a spaceship or UFO dropped down as an adult, right? But he's born as a baby.
那神不是好像坐飞船从天上掉下来，或者是飞下来，可是他是以一个人出生的样式，以婴孩从小长大的样式。
Government shall be on his shoulder.
那政权将会担当在他的肩头上。
And his government is not a worldly government.
这里所说的政权，并不是这个世上的政权。
Worldly government doesn't really matter much.
因为世上的政权根本不算得什么。
They comes and they goes.
因为世上的政权。他们出现，接下来他们也会消灭。
Kingdom rise, kingdoms fall.
我们看到很多皇国兴起，很多皇国也灭亡。
But the real government, the real reign is the spiritual kingdom.
可是真正的政权就是这个属灵的政权。
Government shall be on his shoulder.
因为这政权必担在他的肩头上。
Now, what is his name?
他叫什么名字呢？
This baby, this Messiah, what is his name?
那这个婴孩，这个弥赛亚，这个救主，他叫什么名字呢？
It means the character, what does he do?
就是说他。的特性，他是做什么的呢？
He'll be called wonderful.
他的名称为奇妙。
And then he'll be called counselor.
测试。
And then continue, let's say, he is the Almighty God.
然后接下来说，他是全能的神。
This baby born on the earth is Almighty God.
这个在世上生在世上的婴孩是全能的神。
He's not only the Son of God.
他并不 只在停留在神的儿子这个阶段。
He is also the Almighty God in spirit.
同时在属灵上，他也是全能的神。
And then continue reading.
而且继续说
，This baby born in the world is the everlasting Father.
那这出生的婴孩也是永在的父。
Now in this world, most churches they believe in Trinity.Many other churches they believe in Trinity.
那在世界上有很多其他的教派，他们都相信这个三位一体这个论点。
If they believe in Trinity, they cannot understand and they cannot explain this verse.
如果他们是相信三位一体论点的呢，他们就不能够明白，而且也不能够解释这一章经节所说的是什么。
Because Trinity said Jesus is the Son of God.
因为在三位一体论里面呢，说耶稣是神的儿子。
The Son of God cannot be God.
而神的儿子自己又
cannot equal to God.
又不懂等同神。
And the Son of God cannot be the Father.
神的儿子不等同父天父。
Because they are three in one, they say.
因为他们说是三个不同的个体合在一起成为一个。
But the Bible clearly doesn't agree that idea.
可是圣经很清楚地告诉我们，这样子的论点是不成立的。
The Bible really clearly tells us that God is one.
因为圣经很清楚告诉我们，神是只有一个。
In spirit, God is one.
在灵里面只有一个神。
Yes, this baby born into the world.
这个活生在世上的婴孩。
Even though, yes, he was like a baby. Even though at that time, he's a baby.
虽然在他刚出生，他是一个小婴孩。
But in spirit, he is the everlasting God.
可是从属灵的角度来看，他是永生的神。
Everlasting Father.
他是全能的神，永生的父，全能的神。
This is the point that the Bible wants to make.
这就是圣经要指给我们看的。
Baby Jesus, when he was born, he is the everlasting Father.
那这个耶稣小婴孩，他刚出生，他就是永在的父。
Because in spirit, he is the God.
因为属灵的角度来看，他就是神。
Of course, from a human perspective, he is the son of Joseph and Mary, he is the son of man.
当然，从人的角度来看，他是约瑟和玛利亚的儿子。
But in spirit, he is the everlasting God.
可是以属灵的角度来看，他是一个永在的神。
He is the I am that I am in the Old Testament.
他就是旧约圣经里面所说的自有永有。
Even Jesus himself explained about this to the people.
那主耶稣自己本身也这样子把自己介绍给当时世上的人。
And every time he said this, people tried to bring the stone to throw to him.
而每次当主耶稣谈到这一点的时候，那些人就会想拿石头来打他。
Because they think that Jesus is making a blasphemy.
因为他们认为耶稣这样子说就是亵渎了神。
Now why do we say all this?
为什么我们今天要谈这些呢？
This is related to nowadays the culture, the tradition of the world and the Christianity.
这我们谈这些是因为这今天以今天这世上的基督教派还有世上的这些活动文化是有关系的。
We live in Western culture.
我们现在活在这个西方的世界。
And we know that Western culture actually come from Christian culture in the Europe and in the Middle Ages.
我们都知道，西方文化其实就是在中世纪，欧洲那边开始的。
As you cannot really separate the social culture and the church culture at the time.
在当时，他们的生活都是以教会文化和他们自己的生活文化是密切关系的。
And we know this month, you know, Christmas is coming in a few weeks.
那在这个月还有再过几个星期就是有这个圣诞节了。
And of course, no matter whether you believe in Jesus, people are celebrating Christmas in this society.
当然，在我们的社会里面，无论你是否相信耶稣基督，你都会这些世人都会庆祝这些圣诞节。
At least because of Christmas, you get good deals, right? Things are on sale.
而且因为圣诞节，我们都能够买到便宜东西。
That even though you don't believe in Jesus, but you're happy because Christmas is coming.
虽然我们，对不起，虽然有些人他们不相信耶稣，他们也会很高兴，因为可以去买便宜东西。
And then a company or school, they have parties.
那在工作场所里面，在学校里面都有很多的派对。
And people exchanging gifts.
而且人们也互相交换礼物。
And in all the churches, almost say all 99.9%, almost of the churches, they have special celebration.For the birth of Jesus.
那绝大多数的基督教教会，他们都会有特别的崇拜来庆祝这个耶稣基督的诞生。
Because they say that on that day Jesus was born.
因为他们说在那一天耶稣诞生了。
Jesus come to the world to save the mankind.
那耶稣来到世上拯救人类。
And that day is so special, they say, and it needs celebration.
所以他们说那一天是多么的重要，所以需要庆祝。
Now, before we even go to different way to explain this,
那我们如果还没有去啊、用不同的方式去解释这些事情的时候
But if you just read this verse,
如果我们只是单单读这一章经节
You kind of understand who is this Jesus that you are worshipping.
那现在你就会明白到你所敬拜的耶稣是一个怎么样 的耶稣
Does he need you to celebrate a birthday for him?
那主耶稣需要你去为他庆祝他的生日吗
If he's a human being, he's a day to be born, of course, yes.
如果他只是一个人有一个出生的日期当然是需要庆祝的
From studying all the Bible verses and we know that Jesus actually is the everlasting God
那从我们刚才所读的所有经节我们现在明白到耶稣基督就是那个永在的神
Even before he was born he's there Even before he was born he self exists
因为即使是耶稣基督本身还没来到世上出生成为婴孩他已经存在了
And even after he died he resurrected he continued to exist
那他死后然后复活他也继续的存在
So he's different than any other gods
所以他与其他的神是完全不同的
Now, There's a common things about idols or man-made god
这那人所造出来的神 和那些偶像、啊、他们有一个共同性
What is that? Do you know?
你知道他们的共同性是什么吗
People worship idols they always celebrate birthday for the idols
那些拜偶像的人他们常常都会去庆祝他们所拜的那些神的生日。
Idols always have a birthday.
因为每一个他们所敬拜的偶像都会有一个生日。
Different idols have different days of birthday.
不同的神有不同的生啊生啊
And of course, human being make it up.
这些都是人所编造出来的。
For example, in the Middle Ages.
比如说在中世纪。
Even the Roman time.
在罗马帝国时代。
Long before the European.They worship. They are converted to Christianity.
就是在很久，就是在这些西方国家，在欧洲，他们还没有信耶稣基督之前，基督教之前。
They worship a lot of different gods.
他们其实是敬拜非常多的神。
They worship trees.
他们也敬拜树。
They worship evergreen trees.
他们敬拜那些常青的树
，because in winter time they never die, they never wither.
因为这些常青树，他们即使在冬天也是没有枯干。
So they think that this tree has power.
所以他们认为啊，这些树是有特别能力的。
And they worship mountains.
他们敬拜山。
They also worship stars.
他们也敬拜星辰。
Different stars are different gods.
因为不同的星代表了不同的神。
But the sun is the brightest in the heaven.
那太阳是天上最光亮的一个星。
So back in the Roman times or even Egyptians, many cultures they worship sun gods.
所以在古时候，在欧洲，甚至是在埃及，他们都会敬拜一个太阳神。
But in the northern hemisphere,
behind, 可是在北半球。
When we enter the winter, the daylight is diminishing day by day when they enter the winter.
可是当在进入冬天的时候，我们知道这个白天越来越短。
And then up to the almost middle and the end of December.
那一直到十二月的中或者是十二月尾的时候。
And suddenly the daytime started to get longer and longer again.
我们又发现这个白天又开始越来越长了。
And that day is around December 25th or 26th.
是大约是在十二月二十五、二十六这个期间。
So in the ancient time, people used that day to celebrate the rebirth about the reborn about the sun gods.
所以那在古时候，人们就在这个十二月尾，就是二十六、二十七这一段时间来庆祝这个太阳的重生。
Now back to Christianity.
我们再回去看基督教。
In Jesus' time, Jesus did not mention about to celebrate his birthday.
那在主耶稣时代，他没有谈到说要庆祝他的生日。
The Bible deliberately ignore and skip recording Jesus' birthday.
那圣经故意的回避记录耶稣基督的出生日期。
In the Acts of Apostles, nobody celebrates Jesus' birthday.
而在使徒的时代，使徒们也没有庆祝耶稣基督的生日。
And Paul's instruction, Paul's letter, never tell members to remember Jesus' birthday.
对不起，在保罗的书信里面，保罗也没有写到说要庆祝耶稣基督的生日。
Because everybody knows Jesus is that one true God, he doesn't need a birthday to be celebrated.
因为每使徒们他们都知道，主耶稣是独一的真神，他是不需要人们去庆祝他的生日。
It's not like an idol you have to celebrate a birthday for him.
他并不是好像一般的偶像，需要别人为他庆祝生日。
But things change after all the apostles die.
可是使徒们离世以后，这些事情开始改变。
The church started to change the truth and change the teaching.
那教会开始改变他们的教训。
And then gradually Holy Spirit left the church.
而且圣灵也离开了教会。
So their teaching go more and more far away.
现在那些教会他们的教训已是开始越来越离开圣经。
And then they come up with the idea, well, all the idols, all the gods have a birthday, why not our Jesus? We need a birthday too.
他们就想到说这个世上其他的神其他的偶像他们都有一个生日那么我们的神也应当有一个生日
And then we should make a day which day is good
那我们要现在要找一天来庆祝那哪一天是最好的时间呢
Everybody worship the sun before they worship Jesus right so let's use the birthday of the sun god and then to incorporate together it's very convenient
那当时的人因为他们从前的信仰都是敬拜这个太阳神的那现在要找一天就很容易的就直接就拿太阳神的生日来变成这个耶稣基督的生日。
And that is how all this background, all the pagan tradition comes.
啊，开始慢慢的这些拜偶像的传统就进入了教会。
And then throughout thousands of years, people keep practicing it.
而且在这一千年、一千多、两千年里面，我们看到人们都开始去做这些事情。
But let's remind ourselves what Lord Jesus Christ teaches.
可是我们要重新的被提醒，耶稣基督的教导是什么
？Let's turn to Mark chapter 7.
我们看马可福音第七章
，verse 8，
第八节。
Mark chapter 7， Mark chapter 7， verse 7。
对不起，是马可福音第七章第七节。
Mark chapter 7， verse 7。
马可福音第七章第七节。马可福音七章七节，七节，他们将人的吩咐当作道理教导人，所以拜我也是谎然。
Verse 8，
第八节，你们是离弃神的诫命，举手人的遗传。
Verse 9，
第九节又说，你们诚然是废弃神的诫命，要守自己的遗传。
So there are two things that people will keep.
有两样事情是世人所要遵守的，
会遵守，
会遵守的。
They may make a choice.
他们会选择是否遵守。
One is the commandment.
一就是诫命。
One is the tradition.
二就是遗传。
For example, what is the commandment?
比如说什么是诫命呢
？For us, what is important?
对我们来说，什么是重要的呢
？What day is important?
哪一天是最重要的呢
？Sabbath day is important.
因为对我们来说，安息日是最重要的。
Every week we have enjoyed Sabbath.
因为每一个星期我们都会享受安息。
Remember the Sabbath, we keep the Sabbath, we enjoy the Sabbath.
我们纪念安息，守安息，享受安息。
That is the commandment.
这就是诫命。
That is in the Ten Commandments.
这就是十条诫命里面的其中一条。
This is our share, it's our blessing.
是我们得到的，我们所得到的福分。
Really, for us, think about this. What is important? What day is important to you?
对于我们来说，对于你来说，哪一天是最重要的呢
？Birthday is not even important.
生日也不是那么的重要。
Chinese New Year is not really important.
其实，华人新年也不是那么重要。
Mid Autumn Festival is not important. 中秋节也不重要。
中秋节也不是那么重要。
What is important for us?
那对于我们来说，哪一天是最重要呢
？Sabbath day is important for us.
对于我们来说，安息日是最重要的。
Because Sabbath day is carry God's blessing.
因为安息日是有神的祝福的一天。
All the other human festival does not have.God's blessing.
所有我们在世上人类所庆祝的热期的节日都没有神的祝福。
What is God's commandment?
那神的诫命是什么呢
？Jesus tells us to remember His death.
主耶稣说要纪念我的死。
We don't need to remember His birth.
我们不需要纪念他的生日。
So there are a lot of human tradition.
那有世上有很多人类的遗传。
I like Christmas.
比如说圣诞节。
Easter.
这个复活节。
All those are tradition.
这些都是遗传。
But in Christ.
可是在基督里面
we must know what is important.
我们必须要懂得什么是重要的
so you should tell your children,
所以我们必须要告诉我们的孩子
of course you should not tell them just say oh don't do this don't do that but you, without explaining
当然当我们告诉孩子的时候不能够只是说不能够在没有解释的情况下只是说你不能够庆祝这个 不能够庆祝那个
you explain them why we are not doing this
我们必须要解释给他们听为什么我们不做这些不做那些
why we don't put a Christmas treeAt home.
为什么我们家里面没有这个圣诞树呢
This is from pagan tradition.
要告诉他们这是拜偶像的一个遗传。
以前的人在拜树啊。
以前的人因为他们拜树。
So it's come from pagan.
这些都是拜偶像的一些礼节。
So we don't celebrate Christmas.
所以我们不庆祝圣诞节。
Because Jesus don't need a birthday to be celebrated. He's God. He's everlasting God.
因为主耶稣是神，他是自永在的神，所以我们不需要为他庆祝生日。
This is very important. We have to explain to them.
所以我们 这么重要的事情必须要向我们的孩子解释。
Why we go to the mall? We don't do Santa. We don't send the children to take a picture of Santa.
为什么我们去到商场没有给我们的孩子跟圣诞老人一起拍照片呢？
We don't need that.
我们不需要。
We worship Jesus. Jesus give you all the good things in life, not Santa.
因为是主耶稣，我们敬拜耶稣基督，是耶稣基督在世上赐给你所有的福气，不是圣诞老人给你福气。
Those are human tradition.
那些都是人类的遗传。
So we have to explain to the children.
所以我们必须要向孩子解释。
But having said that, we have to be very important, remind ourselves one thing.
说了这些以后，我们也必须要提醒自己一件非常重要的事情。
In other human festival, we also have to keep a very important standpoint.
那在对于其他世人所庆祝的节日里面，我们要有一个非常要保守一个非常重要的立场。
Anything contradict to the teaching of Christ, we must not do it.
任何与耶稣基督的教训有冲突的，我们是不会去做。
For example, we don't celebrate Christmas.
比如说，我们不庆祝圣诞节。
But in Chinese New Year, can we put a red? I don't know how to put it in English, right? 对联啊，春联啊，什么出入平安啊，那种 try to bring you good luck, I think. Can you do this?
那在华人新年里面，我们是否可以放对联？上面写着这些所谓好预头的好兆头的那些话呢
？You know, people who doesn't believe in Christ, right? They put a word called blessing, right? And they turn upside down.
那不相信耶稣基督的人，他们会做一个福字，然后还把那个福字倒过来。
They say, "Oh, blessing arrived," because upside down in Chinese means arrive, right? Blessing arrived this house.
他们这样子做，就是说这个福会到来。
Can you do this?
你可以这样子做吗
？No.
不应当。
You don't do Christmas, you also don't do those tradition.
你不既然不庆祝圣诞节，那你也不庆，也不跟从这些属人类的遗传。
You don't put peace in and out in the red writing and pear writing. You don't do this.
我们也不做。
You don't need that.
我们也不写这些出入平安的对联。
Why?
为什么不
？Because peace, the peace doesn't come from all the writing.
因为平安不是从我们所写的对联而来。
Blessing doesn't come from all the sticker.
因为这些福气也不是从我们所放的那一张福的那张纸而来。
Peace and blessing come from Jesus.
因为平安和福气都从耶稣基督而来。
This is very important.
这是非常重要的。
So, don't keep the tradition of humans.
所以让我们不要去跟随这些人类的遗传。
But rather we keep the commandment of God.
我们要遵守神的诫命。
How blessed we are! You are the one who worshiping the true and living God.
我们这些能够敬拜这个又真又活的神的人，我们是多么的蒙福。
God said, "I am that I am."
那神告诉我们说，他是自有拥有的。
And that God, the name of God is Jesus.
因为而这个神的名字就是耶稣。
Let's sing hymn.
我们唱诗。
323。
唱诗300。